Hello and welcome to this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. The day is here, Resurrection Day, Easter Sunday, when we celebrate because Jesus is alive. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Happy Easter. Praise and glorify God because Jesus is alive, and through his death and resurrection he has set us free. So as we celebrate the wonderful news that Jesus is alive, let us think about the experience of those disciples on that Sunday when they discovered Jesus' body was no longer in the tomb. So I'm going to read from John 20, verses 1 to 10, and then I'm going to give a little monologue that will kind of take the idea or take the perspective of John the disciple. Early on that first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. So this is from John's perspective. We were all sitting together in a room above a friend's place. The disciples, some of the women that followed us, Mary, Jesus' mum. I'm holding her hand as she sobs. Jesus left me with the responsibility to look after her, to be her son, and I won't let him down. The mood in the room is miserable. I still can't believe this has happened. 2 days ago, I had to watch my best friend, mentor, and Lord be brutally murdered by the Romans when they crucified him. It just doesn't seem real. And yet, every time I close my eyes, I see him hanging there, struggling for breath. I keep hearing that laboured breathing, his painful cries. I can't believe it. Some of the women went out early this morning to anoint Jesus' body. I know I should have gone with them, but I can't bear to see Jesus like that. His body broken and dead, even though I know he would be wrapped in the cloth and that I actually wouldn't be able to see him, I still can't see that body lying there like that, lifeless and still. I don't know, maybe I'm a coward, but I just can't. The door suddenly slams open, making me jump. Mary Magdalene comes storming in, shouting and crying. We can barely understand her. "They've taken his body. It's gone." I feel my blood run cold. She could only be talking about Jesus. What has happened? Surely she's just delirious. The stress and grief have to have gotten to her. And she's talking nonsense. But still, I've got to check. I've got to know that everything is okay. Simon Peter and I run after Mary. We have to get to the tomb and see for ourselves. Even though the tomb isn't far away, the run there feels like it takes forever. I pass Peter as I'm the faster runner, and I finally make it to the tomb. But then my feet grind to a halt, and I find myself paralysed with fear. I can't go in. I can't see Jesus like that. I don't want to go into that dark, sombre tomb and see his body lying there. My thoughts keep flashing images of Jesus on the cross in agony, I can't seem to break through my fear. My panic starts to overwhelm me and I bend over to try and catch my breath. I catch sight of something, a white strip of cloth lying on the floor. This breaks through my panic as I wonder what this linen is doing here. When they put Jesus' body in the tomb, Joseph and Nicodemus would not have been so careless to leave this strip here. I reach down to look at it, picking it up and feeling the material in my hand, my heart in my throat as I try to work out what it means. This is definitely burial cloth. Simon Peter finally arrives, the slow coach, but he doesn't hesitate and goes straight into the tomb. He gives a startled cry that finally convinces me to get over my fear, and I take a deep breath and enter the tomb myself. As my eyes adjust to the darkness, I see a pile of linen cloths neatly piled up, the cloth for Jesus' head also piled up separately. I find myself just staring at the cloths as my mind races. Again, I reach out and touch the cloth, knowing that this was used to wrap Jesus' body, and yet his body is not there. What's going on? What has happened? Where is Jesus? I desperately try to think about what might have happened and where Jesus is, but I keep returning to a memory of Jesus on the cross. Again and again I hear Jesus cry out the words, "It is finished." Why does my mind keep coming back to these words? Is there something I'm missing? I think a bit more about what Jesus meant. What was he talking about? What was finished? His pain and suffering? His life? Well, that was true, wasn't it? His life was finished, wasn't it? Or was he talking about something more? Something deeper? A sense of hope begins to bubble up in me. Jesus talked about rising again on the third day, and this is the third day. Maybe Jesus' cry was a declaration that Satan's power over death is finished. That somehow the battle with evil is finished. Can I believe it? Is death defeated? Is Jesus alive? I just don't know what to think. But something has happened. Something truly amazing. Something mind-blowing. Simon Peter and I decide we must go back and tell the others. And so we walk back to the room in silence, both of us stuck in our thoughts but feeling that sense of hope and lightness in our hearts. Jesus said, "It is finished." But now I'm beginning to feel like my new life has just begun. So those are some of my thoughts about what John may have been thinking. On the cross, Jesus said, "It is finished," but he wasn't just referring to his earthly life or his suffering and pain at the hands of the Romans. Instead, Jesus was making a declaration that his mission to take the sins of humanity upon himself, to rescue us from our own wrongdoing, had been completed. He had conquered over Satan, over death and darkness. The old covenant with its sacrificial system was finished on the cross because the judgment of God was satisfied by the price paid by Jesus. Our exclusion from God's presence is over because Jesus has bridged the gap. The curtain in the temple that separated the Holy of Holies from the other parts was torn to show that through Jesus we can have a personal relationship with God. There is no more separation between us. Jesus declared, "It is finished," but he was also declaring the beginning of a new life for us. Will you accept the new life that Jesus offers you? Will you live in the promise of restoration and unity with God? And will you return to your friends and family and tell them the good news too, like Simon Peter and John did when they went back to the other disciples? Will you follow their example and share the good news? So as we think about those events on that first Easter Sunday, How do they change your life forever? How does Resurrection Day impact the way that you live your life and all that you do going forward? Let's pray. Almighty God, thank you. Thank you so much that Jesus is alive. He is risen. He is risen indeed. And Lord, let us take those, take that realization and not just think, oh, that's nice, and continue living our lives the way we always do. But let us be changed, transformed by the amazing wonder of knowing that you are alive, that our sins have been forgiven and that we are free, that we can have a true relationship with you. Lord, transform us, not just once, but daily, every minute. Help keep bringing us closer and closer to you. In this we pray. Amen.